Random House Audio presents Divine Misdemeanors by Laurel K. Hamilton. Read for you by Laurel Merlington. To Jonathan, I could not have invented you because I did not know I needed you by my side until you were there. No amount of poetry can explain both the surprise of you and the warm familiarity of you in my arms. Chapter 1. The smell of eucalyptus always made me think of Southern California, my home away from home. Now it might forever be entwined with the scent of blood. I stood there with the strangely hot wind rustling through the high leaves. It blew my summer dress in a tangle around my legs and spread my shoulder-length hair in a scarlet web across my face. I grabbed my hair in handfuls so I could see, though maybe not being able to see would have been better. The plastic gloves pulled at my hair. They were designed so I didn't contaminate evidence, not for comfort. We were surrounded by a nearly perfect circle of the tall, pale tree trunks. In the middle of that natural circle were the bodies. The spicy smell of the eucalyptus could almost hide the scent of blood. If it had been this many adult human-sized bodies, the eucalyptus wouldn't have had a chance. But they weren't adult-sized. They were tiny by human standards, so tiny, the size of dolls. None of the corpses were even a foot tall, and some were less than 5 inches. They lay on the ground with their bright butterfly and moth wings frozen as if in mid-movement. Their dead hands were wrapped around wilted flowers like a cheerful game gone horribly wrong. They looked like so many broken Barbie dolls, except that Barbie dolls never lay so lifelike.